Did I get most of that right?
Yes.
That's good, because that came from your wife. So it's good. She knows what she's talking about. Right. Yeah. Let me pray for you, and then I'll hand over to you. Father, we thank you for Roshan and for this man of faith that he is, and for the amazing things you've done with him and through him to establish your church in Colombo, in Sri Lanka. We are so thankful that you've brought him here to be with us this morning, and we pray that you would speak to us through him by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Very good morning to all of you. How are you doing? Enjoying the sun? Yeah, it's lovely to be here. And you know, I want to thank Pastor Andy and Sue for the privilege of sharing God's word. And share what God has put in my heart. I believe what God, the Holy Spirit, wants to bring to you today is going to stir you up to come to a new level in Christ Jesus. I believe I'm not here by accident. You know, the Holy Spirit sends his ministers at specific times. And as I was worshiping here, you know, one of the things that God put in my heart is that a gratitude for people who left these shores, you know, to distant lands like Ceylon before, you know, to bring the gospel to us. You know, and how the gospel has progressed and, you know, dominated our nation just because of the faithfulness, the obedience of, you know, people who paid a high price to leave these shores to bring the word of God, the gospel, to Sri Lanka. Many of them died on the way. You know, we hear stories in church history. Some of them took their own coffins and paid a high price. So this is a city of great Christian heritage, and I believe this church is going to be released, rekindled. That fire, the early missionary fire, is going to be rekindled. Praise God. Amen. So the word of God is so important. I'm passionate about the word of God because it is how God works, is it? The quality of your life today, the quality of your life today that you live on this earth, is the quality of the word of God in your spirit. Soak it. See, the word of God in your spirit is the one that makes you an absolute champion in life. You know, God gave us his word as a tool from which we can build our lives to be successful on this earth. We can use the word of God and frame our world, the world that we desire to have. You can create for yourself a victorious life. You know, many Christians today are struggling, you know, just like the people in the world. But you can have a totally a victorious life, a life where you enjoy divine health, prosperity, success, and peace. But it comes from the Word of God. The Word of God is a tool that God wants us to use. The Word of God is God. The Word of God is God. You cannot separate God's Word from God. And we can put our trust in Him. When we put our trust in Him, what does it mean to put our trust in Him? To put our trust in the Word. Because the Word of God is dependable. Say, the Word of God is dependable. Praise God. I like your response. It is able to do what it says. The Word is able. The Word of God in your spirit and in your mouth has the ability to perform, to do what it says. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter whether you live in Sri Lanka or in England. The Word of God is the same. It has the inherent ability to perform, to give you results in your lives. Hallelujah. In Psalm 119, are we ready to a look at some scriptures. Are you ready? Ready? I've asked some scriptures. Psalm 119 verse 113. This is where we begin. It says, at the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. It's King James Version. I hope you don't mind. After all, I'm speaking to English people. The King James country, right? At the entrance of the word. What does it mean? The word of God has to have entrance into your spirit. It's not the word of God in your Bible. It's not even the word of God that you hear on Sundays. It's the word that enters your spirit. It gives light. Everyone say light. It gives light where there is darkness. You know, if there's any darkness regarding your finances, regarding your physical health, regarding your family relationship, the Word of God gives light. The Word of God concerning your family, concerning your physical health, when it enters, if you allow it to enter your spirit, it will give you light. So that you will not say, I don't know what's happening. So many Christians say, I don't know what's happening in my life. It gives understanding. It gives spiritual insight. It gives wisdom. So that you know how to put it, how to work it in your life. Hallelujah. So the Word of God is the light of God. The Word of God is the light of God. It gives light. So, as a child of God, you should never be in darkness. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If any man follows me, he shall never walk in darkness. The light of God. Say, I will never walk in darkness in my life. Hallelujah. See, once you receive that word into your spirit, you must also learn how to release that. How do you release that? With your mouth. When you release the word that is in your heart, in your spirit, when it comes out of your mouth, that is where power is released. That is where change can come. You know, God has made us change agents in this world. How is this city going to be changed? By you and me. By the church in Gloucester. How dark this city is. Jesus said, you are the light of this world. But the word has to come from your mouth. It is the two-edged sword. The word of God in your mouth is the two-edged sword. Joshua 1:8, it says, do not let the word of God, do not let it depart from your mouth. Hallelujah. You know, many Christians are too quiet today. Especially the British Christians, I think. Well-mannered and, you know, very decent. But we have found in our country, if you be quiet, you will not get anywhere. You know, Christianity is for talkers. You know, the word of God has to come from your mouth. Because it is the power of God. Even your salvation. Do you know how you receive salvation? How do you became born again? When you believed in your heart and you confessed with your mouth. Because with the heart you believe unto righteousness, but with your mouth you are propelled into salvation. Hallelujah. If you don't talk, but you believe, you're believing, you have to talk. You have to talk your believing. Good morning. How are you? I'm blessed. Don't say not bad. Don't complain about the weather. Because that's what God has done. You are blessed. Amen. The word is so. The most important thing in your life is the Word of God. The most important. Nothing is, not education, not money, not your house, but the Word of God. And we need to hunger for the Word of God. We need to have a voracious appetite for the Word. You know, this morning, how many of you came hungry for the Word? You know, that's why church attendance is so important. I'm glad to see so many people this morning on a summer's day. Church attendance is so, so important. Because it is where you receive the ministry of the Word. You know, there's something called the ministry of the Word. When your pastor stands and delivers the Word of God ministers. It ministers to you. It washes you. It cleanses you. It brings light to your spirit. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If we have time, we'll allow the Holy Spirit to minister this morning. Hallelujah. Are you with me this morning? Hallelujah. So I'm going to speak a little bit on one of the important things that we have received as revelation in our churches in Sri Lanka. And let's look at John chapter 10, verse 10. And that's the word I want to bring to you strongly this morning. And the Holy Spirit asked me to bring this word. The word is, the life of God is in you. Or the life of God is in me. Can you tell after me? The life of God is in me. John 10:10, I'm sure you heard this scripture. It says, the thief cometh not to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come, this is Jesus speaking, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, this is Jesus speaking. Jesus saying why he came to this world. Why did Jesus come? He is saying he came to give life. You know, if you look at the Greek of this, I hear so many Bible students are here as well. The word they are used is zoe. Say after me, zoe. The word zoe means the life of God, the God kind of life. I think the translators did not do a good job by saying, you know, they might have life more abundant. It when you read that, it's like, okay, God is promising us a great life, better than the life we have. No, this is a different kind of life. Zoe means the very life of God. The life of God. God kind of life. Not human life. God life. This is so powerful. Jesus came to give us, not just to give us a better religion. You know, Christianity is not a religion, by the way. It is the life of God in a human person. It is the life of God in the spirit of man. And do you know that man is a spirit? Man is spirit. Your real you is a spirit. You know, many people teach that man is three parts. No, I used to believe and I used to teach like that. But then God showed me man is a spirit. Your real you is your human spirit. You have a body, that spirit lives in a body. Your house, your body is your house, and you have a soul. But your real you is your spirit. You know, that's why Romans chapter 12, it says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Who is it telling? It's telling the spirit. It's telling the spirit, offer your bodies. Take charge of your body. You see, your spirit has the capacity to dominate, to take charge of your life. So man is a spirit. Say man is a spirit. And he lives in a body. And he has a soul. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I hope you understand the English, that he that heareth, okay, forget heareth, those who hear my word, and believe on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. Hath. It says, when you believe, you have. Now, this is a spiritual law or a spiritual principle. When you believe, you have. Even John 3:16, God so loved the world that whoso believeth in him shall have eternal life. And the word eternal life there is Zoe. John 3:16, eternal life is Zoe. The translators didn't want to use God life because they thought that is too big. So they use eternal life. So many Christians say, oh, that is life when we go to heaven. I used to think like that. I was brought up as a Christian, but never gave my heart to Christ until I was 30. Because nobody taught me that you can have eternal life now. And that eternal life is the quality of life. It is a God quality. The God kind of life. In you, in your spirit. When you were born again, you received. It says, shall not come to, but is passed, is passed from death unto life. What is this death? Is again a quality of life, which we inherited because of Adam. We pass from death into Zoe. Hallelujah. So it is inside you. It is not outside. Don't look for it outside. The God kind of life is in you. You know, what is the God kind of life? Have you thought about it? You know, what is the life that God has? Does he get up in the morning and say, I don't feel so well this morning? It's absolute perfect life. Does God get sick? Does God get broke? Does he fail? And do you know that the same quality of life is in you? Say, I have the life of God in me. So when you were born again, the life that you brought from your father and mother died with Jesus Christ. How many of you believe that you were in Christ when he was on the cross? Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. You were in Christ. Your spirit, in the mind of God, you were in Christ. You were hanging on that cross. And when Christ died, you died. But when he rose, he became the new creation, a new generation. He was the firstborn of the new creation. And we were born with him. We were born again with the newness of life, a new life, the Zoe life. It's in me. Let's look at some other scripture. 1 John 5:11. And this is the record or the testimony that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. He that has the Son has Zoe. He that has not the Son of God has not Zoe. These things are written to you that you that believe on his name, on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, that we may know, that we may understand, that we may perceive that we have eternal life. Hallelujah. God wants us to know that we have the Zoe life in us. He wants us to know. Because unless you know, you cannot put it to work. Unless you know, you cannot put it to work. You know, we were going camping and in new wine, and we were given a caravan this time. Praise God for a caravan. Promotion, you know. And we were struggling to have our meals because my wife was saying, I wish we had a table. But on the last day, our son discovered that there was a table hidden away. But it was the last day. And sometimes our Christian life is that. We are looking for something that we already have. Because we have never been given that revelation. See, this is revelation. The Word of God is a revelation of God. Eternal life. The day you receive Christ into your heart, into your spirit, you received eternal life. How many of you say amen to that? I'm sure you found the word. It's not my word. So Christianity is not a religion. It's a pulsating life of God in a human body. The life of God is in me. Say, the life of God is in me. Yeah, I told you that when you believe, you receive. See, some people say, I believe. I believe God is going to heal me. Next time they say, yeah, I believe God is going to give me a new car. God is going to give me a new house. Now, when are you going to receive? Said, I believe. You believe. When you believe, you have, you possess. But you possess it into your spirit. The car is in your heart now, in your spirit. The house is in your spirit. The healing is inside you. You must learn how to bring it to manifestation. And that's where faith works. You know, faith is the response of the human spirit to the Word of God. Let me repeat that. Faith is a response of your human heart. In the Bible, when it says heart, they also interchange heart and spirit. When you believe, it's a response from your spirit, not from your senses. See, a lot of Christians, we have been trained to respond from our spirits or from our brains. I think that's what you do a lot in this country. You're trained to, you know, think, which is good. But faith is responding to the Word of God from your spirit. Hallelujah. Are you receiving something today? So when you received Christ, your old life was replaced by a brand new life. It does not coexist. But you still have the same old body. And you still have the same soul. Your thinking. Your thinking is the same. So this is where your spirit now must reprogram your thinking. That's what Romans 12 says. I'm not going to go into that. See, Romans 12 says that. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will not be like the humans in this world. And that takes growing. That's why the church is so important. That's why all the teachings that your pastor brings is so important. Make sure you attend them. Make sure you receive that knowledge. Romans 5:12. Let's look at another scripture. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You know, this is how the phrase, I didn't know him from Adam, comes. Have you heard people say? I think Christians should not say that. Because you're not in Adam, you're in Christ. Amen. So who is this one man? Adam, the culprit. You know, because we were in Adam. When Adam sinned, do you know that you were in Adam? Because Adam was the representative of man. You were in Adam. That's why when Adam sinned, you sinned. We say, no, I was a sinner from my mother's womb. How can you be a sinner? Somebody sinned for you. Did you catch that? Somebody sinned for you. But that's why Jesus came as the second and the last Adam. And he was the Son of Man. We were in Christ. Hallelujah. So just as death was passed upon all men, life was passed on all men when Jesus took our sin. The Bible says, he who knew no sin became sin so that we will have the righteousness of God. Did you catch that? So just because of one man, Adam, we all became sinners. Praise God, because of one man, Jesus, we have been made righteous. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Say glory to God. You know, God does not want us to live as mere human beings. 1 Corinthians 3:3, Apostle Paul is speaking to, addressing the Corinthian church. He said, look at you, you have this jealousy, you have this thing, you know. And then he says, are you carnal? Whereas among you is envying and strife? Are you not carnal and walk as men? Another translation says, like mere men. Many times, how many times we say, after all, we are human, no? But we are more than human. You know, the life of God is in us is more than human life. It is more than the devil. It is more than Satan. It makes you absolute victor in life. Glory to Jesus. It's above sickness. It's above sin. It's about failure. You'll never be a victim with the life of God in you. Say, I'll never be a victim. Hallelujah. You have to say it. You see, if you want it, you have to say it. You see, I'll give you some homework. When you go next time, look at the word, study the word of God, believe it and you say it. You will see something will begin to happen. And keep saying it. Keep saying it. Because it is like seed. Jesus said, word of God is seed. So it gives you a harvest when you sow seed. The word of God, the Bible is like a bag of seeds. There are seeds for your health. There are seeds for your prosperity. There are seeds for your family. You take that seed, put it in your heart. Let it bring a harvest for you. You might say, is that so easy? It is. That's why Jesus paid the price. So that we would have it by grace. Two scriptures quickly before I close. My time is... John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. But as many as he received him, that's you, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of blood and the will of the flesh, will of your parents, nor the will of man, but of God. We were born of God. The day you were born again, you were born of God. You see, dogs give birth to puppies. Kittens give birth to, cats give birth to kittens. God gives birth to God child. Amen. And that is who we are. And that is in my spirit. In my spirit. My spirit is so powerful. You know, Christianity is about learning to live from the inside. That power is inside you. And he has given us the Holy Spirit. I have no time to speak about that. But Ephesians 3:20 says, he's able to give us 3:20 Ephesians. Now unto himself, you know this scripture. About all we ask or think according to the power of God. Does it say? Does it say according to the power that is in heaven? It is according to the power that is working in me. The life of God working in me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Shall we stand up? If you speak in tongues, just speak into speaking tongues a bit. Devoshkaraba, yenterebo. Lirababa santararaba, shekerebo, shantararaba. Say, the life of God is in me. It's working in me. It's working for my good. The life of God is in my body. It's working in my body. In every fiber of my being. The life of God is working. In every cell of my blood. The life of God is working. In my bones. In my ligaments. The life of God is working. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm more than a conqueror. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving me this life that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Just lift up your hands to heaven. Thank you, Father. Oh, worship him now. Worship him. Father, I bless your people this morning. Thank you for the life of God that you have given them. The life of God that you have given them. There's nothing missing. There's nothing lacking. There's nothing incomplete in your people. Thank you for Jesus who gave his life so that we would receive his life. Thank you, Father. I bless them, Lord. I say the life of God is working in their bodies. I say the healing of God is taking place right now. That someone with a backache right now, God is healing you. Wherever you are, just receive your healing. Say, the life of God is healing me right now. Thank you, Lord. Roboshkaba, in those joints right now. The life of God is at work right now. You are healed. You are healed right now. The Holy Spirit that is in you is healing your body right now. It's really the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Those disappointments. Someone with deep disappointment. Deep disappointment. You've not been able to move forward because that disappointment keeps you in your history. God says, today is a new day for you. Thank you. Thank you. You're a success because the life of God is in you. Your future is bright. Because of the life of God, you don't need to fear. Because there's no fear in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I bless you. I pray for sound mind right now. Bible says you have a sound mind. God has not given to you a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. Say, I refuse to fear because I have the life of God. I have love. I have a spirit of love. I have a spirit of power. And I have a sound mind. I have a sound mind. Thank you, Father. Thank you.